The environmentalists hope one of Doyle's first actions will be choosing the right people to lead agencies like the Department of Natural Resources or serve on the Public Service Commission. Liz Wessel of Environmental Decade says the list of key appointments and directives goes on.
The DNR board, Department of Agriculture and Trade, and certainly how we use money in agencies like the Department of Transportation and the Department of Commerce.
Wessel is not quite calling for the removal of Darrell Bazell as DNR secretary, but she contends there are other people who could provide more leadership. Wessel says environmentalists are also looking forward to Doyle living up to pledges to try to restore the public intervener and fight the proposed Crandon mine. She contends there's bipartisan grassroots support for those causes. But Republicans will soon control both houses of the legislature, and Assembly Natural Resources Chairperson Dwayne Johnsrud is not promising to cooperate on everything. For example, the Crawford County Republican does not expect the Public Intervenor's Office to come back.
It's sort of been a good argument or issue point for the enviros, but it's kind of a worn-out issue because of the way the laws are right now.
Johnsrud says citizens can block various projects without having a state-paid lawyer. Johnsrud also says he's getting mixed signals from Doyle as to whether Doyle will pick a DNR secretary himself or return the job to the DNR board. Johnsrud does hope to work with the new governor on issues like high-capacity wells, sewage, and swamps. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.